I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we want the name of a historic art museum in Germany. It was built in the late 1800s, and it survived the Nazis and World War II bombardment. The museum's most renowned art object may be a 3,000-year-old limestone bust of one of the most famous and beautiful women of the ancient world, Egyptian Queen Nefertiti. Now, nearby this ancient icon of beauty, some degenerate art is now being displayed. These are sculptures and bronzes that were trashed by the Nazis, who considered the art morally decadent. But the works turned up unexpectedly during street excavations in an old section of Berlin. So this museum, the one we want you to name, is situated on an island in the Spree River. It's part of a cluster of art museums on what's called Museum Island. Our answer's on the way. Now for our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a historic museum in Germany. The answer is the Neues Museum in Berlin. The museum's currently exhibiting some recently unearthed sculptures. They are among some 20,000 works of modern German art that were confiscated by the Nazis. David Hecht takes up the story.
Before the Second World War, Germany was a center for avant-garde art. When the Nazis took power, they termed it entartende Kunst, or degenerate art. The Nazis confiscated thousands of pieces and even exhibited some. The idea was to show that the artists, many of whom were Jewish, were deranged, anti-German, and a menace to society. In March 1939, the Berlin Fire Brigade publicly burned some 4,000 pieces. Others perished in the Allied bombing of Germany. But now, after more than 70 years, a few bronze and terracotta statues have been recovered. Berlin recently began extending its subway system. Berlin's chief archaeologist is Matthias Wimhoff.
We stand in front of the main city hall, the Rotes Rathaus, in the center of Berlin, and we see a lot of cellars of old buildings.
15 archaeologists have stayed here amongst heavy earth-moving equipment, checking to see if anything of value turns up. The archaeologists were expecting to find objects from the Middle Ages and Renaissance. Instead, they found modern art.
Our workers saw the first bronze objects, and then we found a lot of other sculptures.
So far, a total of 11 pieces have been unearthed. Now they're in Berlin's historic Neues Museum, which houses some of the world's most revered antiquities, including the prized bust of the ancient Egyptian queen Nefertiti.
We have very old archaeological collections with very old objects, but we have also the new finds and art which the Nazis called degenerated.
Okay, let's look at a couple of objects then.
Yes, perhaps we look at first to this object that's ahead by Otto Freund. Yes, it's a ceramic object with a black color. I think it's, in some way, it's a self-portrait of him. It's one of his last works which were naturalistic. Later he wrote very abstract.
This one is very interesting, yeah?
Yes, it's a terracotta, a red terracotta. It was made by Emmy Röder. And Emmy Röder was perhaps the first woman who sculpted a pregnant woman. And the pregnant part of the woman was destroyed. We only see the head. And it was made in 1918. And you saw the emotion of the war and on the other side the hope of new life. And now it's destroyed from the Second World War.
Three bronze sculptures were unearthed just 14 days ago. One is by Naum Schlatzky, a Jewish goldsmith who is associated with the Bauhaus, a major German modern art and design movement.
14 days ago it was in the ground, and now it's in the museum. It's unbelievable, huh?
The works will remain on exhibit at the Neues Museum indefinitely. For The World, I'm David Hecht in Berlin.